Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 389 for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Dave Sims. ICE Canada canola contracts were narrowly mixed Wednesday morning, enjoying some spillover support from the U.S. soy complex. ICE canola was anywhere from 10 to 40 cents lower, with the most active July contract checking in at $452.40 per ton. European rapeseed futures were higher, which lent support to the market. Yesterday's USDA crop report predicted a smaller world canola crop in 2015, which was bullish for values. Reports of frost damage to some early seeded crops in Western Canada were also supportive. Canola has fallen from its highs on Monday, which has prompted talk of a recovery bounce. However, the Canadian dollar was stronger against its American counterpart, which made canola less attractive to domestic crushers and exporters. The USDA crop report also predicted massive world supplies of soybeans, which was bearish for canola. Malaysian palm oil was lower, which helped to limit the gains. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 cents higher, with the July contract checking in at $9.59 a bushel. Technical buying sent the market higher, while reports of cold weather in the northern Midwest also supported values. Front-end spreads helped to underpin the market. However, yesterday's USDA report was bearish, and we could see some lows. Corn was 1 cent lower, with the July contract sitting at $3.59 per bushel. Yesterday's USDA report pointed towards the second largest world corn carryout ever, which was bearish. A lack of farmer movement has cash basis levels firming in the U.S., though. But while the corn market continues to grind lower this morning, futures contracts are holding above support on both weekly and monthly charts. U.S. wheat was lower, with the July contract down 7 cents at $4.73 per bushel. U.S. wheat markets were mixed overnight, but turning lower this morning. Tuesday's USDA numbers seem bearish for the wheat outlook, with both U.S. and global carryout forecasts topping previous estimates. Futures did end lower yesterday, but post-report strength was impressive. Improved moisture conditions across the U.S. plains also seem to bode well for future production. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Wednesday, May 13th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.